Okay, I wanted to start with just a few key principles over the next few videos, especially if you're new to functional medicine and don't really know what it is. So typically when we get sick, right, our first instinct, and rightfully so, is to go see a conventional medical doctor, right, to figure out what it is that we have, hopefully get a diagnosis so that the doctor can then prescribe a treatment plan, which, as you probably know, is going to be either prescription medication or a medical procedure of some sort. Right? Conventional medicine answers the question, what do I have, in the form of a diagnosis, right? And then they can offer some kind of triage support, quick, rapid relief to numb, relieve those symptoms so we feel better quickly. And when it comes to acute medical emergencies, things that are life-threatening or that require quick medical attention, conventional medicine shines. Right? So I'm not putting conventional medicine down at all. I'm actually forever grateful for conventional medicine because they saved my father's life with an unbelievable quadruple bypass open heart surgery a few years ago. And I'm also grateful for conventional medicine for myself because I had my appendix removed many, many years ago, and it could have been fatal. It could have ruptured. But the downfall and where conventional medicine fails so many people and where functional medicine shines instead is when someone is looking to answer the question of why do I have these symptoms and how can I reverse them? Not just masking it with medication or with surgery. So when someone tells me I've been to the doctor, they ran a bunch of tests and everything was normal, but then they still feel like crap. That's when I say, great. Thank God there's nothing to diagnose, right? And let's get to work by figuring out what the root cause is of all of the interconnectedness of their symptoms. And by addressing the root cause and providing the body with the support that it needs, whether it's addressing nutrient deficiencies or a lack of absorption of nutrients in the gut, or maybe there's a communication issue, right, from cell to cell because maybe there's poor quality fats in the diet, whatever the root cause may be, by supporting the body with what it needs, the body begins to heal. But that type of healing takes time, right? Whereas conventional medicine, it just numbs the symptom and it provides rapid relief for that symptom, you're really just masking the problem. You're not really addressing why it's happening in the first place. Functional medicine aims to address the problem at its root. And so it takes time for the body to really shift and truly heal. Now, we need both models. I used to be very frustrated, you know, with doctors and conventional medicine. And I used to say things like, you know, why don't they know this basic stuff? But doctors aren't stupid. They spend more than 8 years of their lives studying the human body. It's just that their training is looking to answer the question of what you have, not why. Conventional doctors actually only spend less than 24 hours of formal education learning about nutrition. Can you imagine? Healthcare practitioners with additional functional medicine training, that can be a nutritionist, a dietitian, a nurse practitioner, an osteopath, a homeopath, a chiropractic doctor, a health coach, even medical doctors can go on and get additional training in functional medicine. And the primary focus of this continuing education is on nutrition and lifestyle changes. So you could see the major difference. So really, it's up to you to know which model to seek care from and when. So if you've been to the doctor and you still don't have answers for why you're feeling the way you're feeling, it's not in your head, okay? And no, you're not crazy. So I really want to take a minute to validate your feelings. And I want you to know that you are not crazy and your symptoms are very real. And I acknowledge and I applaud your efforts for wanting to get to the bottom of your health concerns. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, right? So I hope this slide here helps give you additional information and a better understanding of the overarching differences between conventional medicine and functional medicine. Because functional medicine is going to be the healthcare model that I'm going to be teaching you here in this masterclass.